This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
So Make Trouble refers to the philosophy that we believe that the most interesting things happen on stage and in life when you're willing to be vulnerable, when you're willing to take risks with each other, when you're willing to try something new that may absolutely terrify you. If you can really get into trouble with each other and try to get out of it together, then the audience is seeing something actually happen on the stage.
That's Amanda McRaven, one of the founders and directors of Make Trouble, a theater company and training program. Amanda is based in Los Angeles, but she traveled to Wilmington for Make Trouble's two productions in the Lumina Festival this year. Make Trouble's theatrical philosophy hinges on the intersection of three things. First, ensemble building.
Teaching students how to create as an ensemble feels like a very diaphanous concept, and it is difficult to articulate. There are methods, there are strategies, there are rehearsal techniques, there are ways of moving and working that create a sense of unity, that create a sense of we're in this together. A big basis is teaching viewpoints, which is just a system of letting actors become aware of their bodies and the space around them.
Second, devising.
Devising is the concept of walking to a room going, what we're going to make, we're going to make it together. I, as a director, have not made any preconceived notions. I've done what I need to do as a director to understand the play. And of course, I do have some ideas, but I am the guide. So everything that we're going to create is going to come from your own ideas.
Third, William Shakespeare.
It's also necessary in the 21st century to do something with Shakespeare. If you know Shakespeare and you love Shakespeare and you've seen a lot of Shakespeare, you've probably seen the same play over and over and over again. Or it's been fine. Or you've gone and you've drank your wine on a picnic blanket, right? These are all great. We actually think that there's a huge vibrancy to it that's been lost. When we put devising and Shakespeare together, we are allowing students the opportunity to open up the text. There is no clinging to anybody else's notions of what Shakespeare's supposed to be.
Amanda says live theater is going through a revolution.
The theater landscape is changing right now. It's fighting for survival, and I mean that in the best way. So when you've got Netflix and you've got YouTube, theater has to reimagine itself, which is why you have Broadway doing all these giant Disney musicals. They're trying to keep audiences coming to live theater. So one way is to go like huge spectacle. The other that we're seeing a trend is to create really imaginative work, like if you've seen Peter and the Starcatcher or Fun Home. They work in this space of imagination as opposed to realism. A lot of theater departments are still teaching older methods, or they're focusing on film and TV. And we want our students to have a career in film and TV, but if they're interested in theater, we'd like to show them what it means to create it yourself.
Why should people go to the theater nowadays?
That is such a good question. Because it's live. There's a live exchange of energy between people. Storytelling. Storytelling is our oldest art form. And there's a primal thing that happens in the room when you're sharing space together and testifying and witnessing. And the best theater does that. Film and TV and the internet in some ways tried to make us obsolete, but it also gave us a great gift because people now want that live thing, contact other human beings in a live way.
That's Amanda McRaven. Make Trouble has two productions through this weekend. Love's Labor's Lost is in Southport tonight, at UNCW tomorrow, and at the Cameron Art Museum on Sunday. Romeo and Juliet has just one more performance tomorrow afternoon at the CAM. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.